There are two challenges biologists from Wisconsin and Minnesota have. The first is getting the attention of federal lawmakers. Ron Benjamin is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources fisheries supervisor in La Crosse. He says it's likely the unwanted carp moved north when floodwaters topped dams this past year.
Wisconsin could have the strongest rules in the world, but if the fish were brought into Arkansas or Mississippi or Tennessee and they get out and they get in the ecosystem, there's nothing we can do about it. This has to be a federal rule.
Benjamin is working with Congressman Ron Kind on legislation. The other issue was getting anglers to abide by fishing rules that already forbid moving live fish from one body of water to another.
Don't go out and seine minnows, especially little shiny ones, because you can hardly tell a little shiner or a gizzard shad from an Asian carp. It's already against the law to do that.
But since Asian carp have a history of spreading, Ron Benjamin can predict where.
But the places that I would think that would be more likely to have a problem would be the lower Wisconsin, the lower Chippewa, the lower St. Croix, the Mississippi, some of our bigger waters that actually have some pretty long stretches of undammed river.
From the Mississippi, the next barrier dams are near Menominee or Eau Claire. A large jumping silver carp can leap 8 to 10 feet in the air with enough power, Benjamin says, to hurt a boater. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.